Joining us now is Northfield's chief, fire chief, Tom Nelson. What are you doing?
I'm telling Mike to get closer to the mic. Mike, I mean, I came from radio. You know that.
Yeah, so. You did. So anyway, Tom is with us, along with Mike Morehouse, who's the City of Northfield a building official. Mike, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah. It's always good to be here.
I'm sure it is.
So you guys were talking this morning, I was listening while I was getting ready. You're talking about the Jeff Bezos Coachella $12 T-shirt. And
it's always big news here.
It was, yeah, it was like, wow, that's okay. They had to go pretty deep for that one. But I just what it reminded me of is, okay, so, you know, I'm the opposite. I went into City Hall on Monday and I thought, you know, this time of year, you always like to take out the spring clothes and see if they fit. So, yeah, I put one on. I thought, you know, I kind of look nice. And so I go into City Hall and the first thing Mike looks at me and says,
are you going to Easter brunch, or did you just come from Easter brunch?
Or is it picture day? It's like, oh, man. And then Adam Hoffman next door comes in and starts piling on. So you can go both ways.
Yeah,
so.
It's, well, you know, Tom in all of his sartorial splendor is quite the sight. thank you guys for coming in today. Well, let's get into it, because we've invited you in to talk about building codes and such. We'll start off with some news that happened just a week or two ago, and that was a deck collapse here in Northfield that left some people with fairly significant injuries. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Start off by talking about that.
Yeah, so we got a call. The fire police and fire and EMS got a call of a deck collapse up on the east end of town, and got there, and there were 5 or 6 or 7 injuries and then a lot of people around. So it was a pretty crazy scene. But when I saw that, I called Mike right away and said, you might want to see this right away. And so I thought after that, Mike can talk a little bit about kind of what happened, but just about things people should be looking at in their existing homes.
And Mike, why don't we start off by getting to know you a little bit? It's your first time on the air, so welcome to KYMN. You are the building code. What is your official title?
Building official.
Building official. Okay, tell us about how long you've been there and a little bit about your job.
Sure. I've been with the City of Northfield since January of 21. I came from the City of Bloomington. I was at the City of Bloomington for about 5 years. I started there in March of 16 as a plumbing inspector. And the building official in Bloomington encouraged me to get a little more involved on the building side of things. So became a plan reviewer and wound up getting the opportunity to come to the City of Northfield as their building official.
All right. So, well, welcome to Northfield.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the particular incident.
Yes.
You were there and kind of surveyed that. Is that, I guess, first of all, it seems like it's not a common thing that decks collapse, but it's probably a common thing that things aren't really built to code always.
This particular deck was built without permit and not built to code. There's some specific rules as to how that deck ledger is attached to the home, and this one was not attached in that order. There was no there were no leg bolts bolting that deck ledger onto the home, and there was no flashing. Attaching or protecting that ledger from water.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, I would assume that the deck was probably 20 to 25 years old. The water had deteriorated that ledger, and eventually the deck became separated mm-hmm. from the home.
And there were quite a few people on that. Is there a load limit within the code for decks?
There's no occupancy limit. There isn't a maximum or minimum, but there are specific requirements for connection and joist size, you know, depending on the span of the deck and the size of the deck.
You know, that that incident will probably bring to light maybe some deficiencies in your own home, and I'm talking about the general public. What could that happen to me, or what should people look for?
Well, if you notice something is amiss on your own deck or structure, you know, if you have a soft spot in the deck or if the handrail is a little loose or something, feel free to contact a contractor that you know maybe, or if you're concerned, you can always give a call down to the building office and we could stop out and make an advisory inspection there and see what we can do to help you.
You mentioned building permits. I'm sure nobody in this room has ever done anything without a building permit. But maybe you can tell us the benefits. People get a job done. Building permit is an extra expense and an extra hassle. But it's worth it.
Well, I like to think of it as a value. It is an extra expense, but it's also a third-party review of, you know, the set of plans that the building is going to be constructed to, but also the installation of this structure. It gets a third party that can take a look at that installation to make sure it's done to code and it's safe.
And we're talking about decks right now, but this really goes across the board. Plumbing, electric, anything you do in your house?
Yes, plumbing, electrical. Electrical that is licensed or is inspected by the state. There's a state inspector that takes care of that. Our office does not do that. But plumbing, electrical, mechanical, I'm sorry, plumbing, mechanical, and building is what our office takes care of.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Northfield Fire Chief Tom Nelson and also Mike Morehouse, who's the building inspector here in the city of Northfield. What else should we know about building inspecting and codes and things like that?
One of the things that Mike and I have been talking about is smoke alarms, both in apartment buildings. You know, if you're a tenant or if you're the landlord, or if you're in your own home, is smoke alarms have a finite life. And at CO alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, also a lot of them have it where after the 10-year life, they start alarming to tell you to replace them. And, of course, as we were talking off air, is that never happens at noon. That happens at 3 in the morning. And so what Mike and I are doing on the rental side, Mike's rental inspector, Adam Hoffman, we pair up together, and he goes around and to all the apartment buildings, multifamily apartment buildings, when he does his biannual check, is check the smoke detectors and check at the dates and to see if they are, make sure they're under 10 years old. Because we want them to work and we don't want them to false, because we all know what happens when they false is you take them down. And so we want to make sure that they get back up. One of the things to think about is if you're looking around your home, there's two things. Mike can talk about placement, because not only has the deck codes changed in, you know, many of the recent years, so have smoke and CO alarm calls or smoke locations for smoke and CO. So be looking around your home and saying, hey, not only, boy, that one's yellow, it must be about 20 years old, or it was in when we built the house. Think about replacing those. Mm-hmm. And Mike can talk about locations and where those have changed now.
Yes, a lot of the new smoke and CO detectors have a date on the side of them where you can, with a Sharpie or a black marker, you know, fill in the date that you've installed that. So it's something you can look at from the floor. Smoke detector locations, we need one in each sleeping room, one in the area outside of that sleeping area, and then one on each floor for a smoke detector. And then a carbon monoxide detector for structures with fuel-burning appliances, so your natural gas or propane. We need one within 10 feet of any sleeping room, a CO detector, and that's it for CO. Just one within 10 feet of any sleeping room.
And one of the things that's really changed in technology is, I remember we've all had it where, I've been in an apartment where they didn't even have smoke alarms, and so they put up those battery ones that, again, would go off, the battery would fail regularly. They now have 10-year life lithium-ion smoke detectors and CO smoke combinations that you can put up, and especially I'm thinking about it for people aging in place, where it's like, you know, buy some of those for your folks or for their house and put them where they need to be so they get the early warning, and then they're not calling you at 2 in the morning saying, come change the batteries. So technology is making it easier.
All right. Yeah, 10 years, those lithium ions. I really like those. I just put one in my motorcycle. Can't wait to see what the results will be. Once again, we're talking fire codes and building codes with Mike Morehouse and Tom Nelson of the City of Northfield. One thing I wanted to ask you about is we've talked a couple of times since you've been coming in is that you're looking for new firefighters.
Right.
You've had a lot of retirements.
We had
the last couple of years.
5 retirements in 22. And so the hiring process is probably a 6-month process from getting tooled up. And there's a lot of requirements that we have both to make sure people can do the job. There's various background checks that are required by statute.
And we want to make sure it's a good fit for everyone. And a lot of people think that, oh, there's just a bunch of people that stay down at the fire station on shift, like the police department, you know, has people on every shift. And to remind people that Northfield is still, I mean, I still say volunteer, paid on call, meaning we're not all down there full time. And so people leave their jobs. We've got a handful of people that work for the city of Northfield that leave their work to come down, and 20 others that have other jobs, some in town, some out of town, but have the availability to come down. And so on May 6th, Saturday, from 9 to noon, we're having an open house for people to come down to the fire station. You can see the equipment. You can talk to other people, other current members, about what it's like being on the fire department. And then we have applications that are available on our website that if you go to NAFRS, Northfield Area Fire Rescue Service, NAFRS.org, in the employment section, you can look at the application. You can look in the job posting. It's bilingual, posted up there. And so we're really encouraging people to take a look, because we had the mayor's youth council and mayor's boards and commissions meeting at the fire station yesterday morning. So there were about 35 high school students that were there, and Mayor Pownell came in and addressed. Then we gave them a little tour of the fire station. And both the mayor and I talked about, find a way, like you're doing now, find a way, no matter where you land, to give back to the community. And the fire department is a real good way to be able to not have to have a huge, huge full-time commitment, but you can do something totally different from your job. And there's things, everybody brings strengths that make the larger team. No, we don't want everyone to be exactly the same, or you don't have any team. But take a look. I've been on 35 years, and I still love it. So.
All right. It's, once again, serving the community, and it is a paid gig.
Yes.
You're paid on call. When you do work, you get paid, so it's not completely free. And they have good benefits as well, as long-term retirement and such. All right. Gentlemen, what else? Anything else while we have you here?
I'm
going to talk more about Tom's clothes, or
we nailed that.
I'd like to mention, if you're doing work in your home, and if you've got any questions regarding whether a permit is required, whether a licensed contractor is required to do that work, feel free to give us a call.